Welcome back to the Awesome Agents podcast. Okay, so this one honestly shook me a little bit when I read it.
Yeah, same. This is one of those stories where the implications hit you about 30 seconds after you finish reading.
So let me set the stage. Amazon Threat Intelligence published a report about a single person, one individual, who hacked over 600 firewalls in 55 countries.
In 5 weeks. That is the part that gets me. 5 weeks for a campaign spanning four continents.
And this was not some elite nation state hacker, right?
No. AWS described them as having low to medium baseline technical capability, a Russian-speaking, financially motivated individual, not an APT group, not a team.
So how does one person with mediocre skills pull off something at that scale?
AI, specifically, they use DeepSeek for reconnaissance and attack planning and Claude as an autonomous exploitation agent. And they tied it all together with a custom MCP server called Arxon.
Okay, wait, let me make sure I understand the MCP piece. Model Context Protocol is basically a way for AI models to use tools, right?
Right. Think of it as a bridge between the LLM and actual hacking tools. Arxon would take stolen config data from a firewall, feed it to DeepSeek to generate an attack plan, then hand that plan to Claude to actually execute.
So the AI was not just suggesting attacks, it was running them?
Yes. They found a Claude settings file on the exposed server that pre-approved execution of tools like Metasploit, Impacket, and Hashcat. No human approval required per action.
That is wild. So Claude was basically operating as an autonomous pen testing agent against live production networks.
Exactly. Running DC sync attacks, NTLM relay, past the hash lateral movement, all autonomously.
I want to go back to the initial access though. How did they get into 600 firewalls in the first place?
This is almost the most depressing part. No 0 days, no novel exploits. They just tried commonly reused passwords against exposed FortiGate management interfaces.
You are kidding me.
I wish I were.
They had a Go tool called Checker2 running in Docker containers, scanning management ports across thousands of targets. Over 600 fell to what is essentially password guessing.
So the AI did not find some brilliant new attack vector. It just automated the boring parts at scale.
That is exactly right. And I think that is the key insight here. The AI removed the human bottleneck. One person could run parallel intrusions across dozens of countries simultaneously.
There is a timeline detail in the article that really stood out to me. In December, they were using an open source tool called HexStrike. By February, they had built Exxon from scratch.
8 weeks from off-the-shelf framework to custom infrastructure. And Arxon had a persistent knowledge base that got smarter with every target it compromised.
So each hack made the next one easier.
Exactly. The system learned and accumulated. That is a compounding advantage that a human operator alone could never maintain across 600 targets.
What did they actually steal once they got in?
Full network topologies, VPN credentials, LDAP configs, stored passwords, Active Directory maps, Bloodhound data. The exposed server had over 1,400 files across 139 directories.
And the targets were spread everywhere? Asia, Africa, Europe?
An industrial gas company in Asia Pacific, a Turkish telecom provider, a media conglomerate. Reconnaissance data referenced targets in South Korea, Egypt, Vietnam, Kenya. Truly global.
So what is the defense here? Do we need some new class of AI-powered security tools to fight back?
AWS says no, and I agree. Their recommendation is almost frustratingly simple. Patch your systems, enforce MFA, do not expose management interfaces to the internet, segment your networks.
So the same stuff security teams have been saying for years.
Right. But now the cost of not doing it has gone up dramatically, because the attacker does not need a team anymore. One person with an AI agent can hit you at a speed and scale that was previously impossible.
I think there is also a question here about AI providers. Should Claude even be capable of running offensive security tools autonomously?
That is the uncomfortable question. The operator bypassed safety rails by configuring local settings. It is not that Claude was designed for this. It is that the safeguards were configurable and someone configured them off.
So the takeaway for our listeners, patch your FortiGate devices, enable MFA, and honestly just assumed that the barrier to entry for sophisticated attacks just dropped to nearly zero.
And audit any AI tools in your environment. If someone has Claude code running with pre-approved execution of system commands, that is a risk you need to know about.
Maya, thank you for breaking this one down. This is the kind of story that I think we are going to look back on as a turning point.
Agreed. The AI did not change what attackers can do. It changed who can do it and how fast. That is the real shift.
That is the Awesome Agents podcast for today. Stay safe out there, and we will see you next time.